Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about something currently in the news. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what the news story concerns. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H each speaker's attitude towards the news story. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I don't know. You read these things all the time, and if you took them all to heart, you wouldn't do anything. And they seem to contradict each other all the time, too. One time you're told that you should do this and that, and then you get told it's wrong to do it, and it'll have bad consequences for you. This one is particularly scary because it says that something most people do is potentially harmful. Frankly, I find it hard to take it seriously, and I'm inclined to doubt that it's true, whatever they say.
Speaker 2.
I know a lot of people have become cynical about all this, and for good reason, but I genuinely feel that this could represent something very good for the future. Finally, someone has come along who's saying all the right things as far as I'm concerned, and I can't see any downside to that. We need people in charge who aren't just out for themselves, who genuinely want to do good for the majority. And I think that's exactly what she is, so I'm glad she looks like she's having a good chance of taking over the leadership.
Speaker 3.
I don't see why anyone takes this sort of thing seriously. Here we have someone who's somehow managed to rise to the top, presumably with the aid of publicists and the like, in something that's really quite trivial. They get all the wealth and all the attention, and it goes to their heads. So some of them start to think their opinions are incredibly important. It really irritates me. Why would I want to hear what he thinks of what's going on in the country and the world? He talks adolescent rubbish, and it infuriates me that he gets indulged in this, as if he matters.
Speaker 4.
When this kind of thing happens, and it's all over the media for a while, it gets everyone worked up and they start to think it could happen to them. But of course, such incidents are very rare, and that's why they're in the papers and on TV. Horrible as it is, and I feel very sorry for the victims, it doesn't mean that we have to fear that this sort of thing is likely to happen all the time. I don't let this kind of thing get to me. You just have to carry on regardless.
Speaker 5.
You often read or see these things that claim to be about how people live these days, about what's going on in general, some new trend, and they make all these questionable assumptions. Usually, what they're actually doing is talking about how they live and what's going on around them, and they're a privileged minority. The rest of us couldn't possibly afford to have that kind of lifestyle, and therefore we don't have the sort of problems they talk about. So I just ignore what they're saying because it has no relevance at all to me or anyone I know.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
I don't know. You read these things all the time, and if you took them all to heart, you wouldn't do anything. And they seem to contradict each other all the time, too. One time you're told that you should do this and that, and then you get told it's wrong to do it, and it'll have bad consequences for you. This one is particularly scary because it says that something most people do is potentially harmful. Frankly, I find it hard to take it seriously. And I'm inclined to doubt that it's true, whatever they say.
Speaker 2.
I know a lot of people have become cynical about all this, and for good reason, but I genuinely feel that this could represent something very good for the future. Finally, someone has come along who's saying all the right things as far as I'm concerned, and I can't see any downside to that. We need people in charge who aren't just out for themselves, who genuinely want to do good for the majority. And I think that's exactly what she is, so I'm glad she looks like she's having a good chance of taking over the leadership.
Speaker 3.
I don't see why anyone takes this sort of thing seriously. Here we have someone who's somehow managed to rise to the top, presumably with the aid of publicists and the like, in something that's really quite trivial. They get all the wealth and all the attention, and it goes to their heads. So some of them start to think their opinions are incredibly important. It really irritates me. Why would I want to hear what he thinks of what's going on in the country and the world? He talks adolescent rubbish, and it infuriates me that he gets indulged in this, as if he matters.
Speaker 4.
When this kind of thing happens, and it's all over the media for a while, it gets everyone worked up and they start to think it could happen to them. But of course, such incidents are very rare, and that's why they're in the papers and on TV. Horrible as it is, and I feel very sorry for the victims, it doesn't mean that we have to fear that this sort of thing is likely to happen all the time. I don't let this kind of thing get to me. You just have to carry on regardless.
Speaker 5.
You often read or see these things that claim to be about how people live these days, about what's going on in general, some new trend, and they make all these questionable assumptions. Usually, what they're actually doing is talking about how they live and what's going on around them, and they're a privileged minority. The rest of us couldn't possibly afford to have that kind of lifestyle, and therefore we don't have the sort of problems they talk about. So I just ignore what they're saying because it has no relevance at all to me or anyone I know.
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. Then your supervisor will collect all the question papers and answer sheets.